How's your day? Dude, did you spend it all on the couch again? You really need to get out once in a while. So lazy. You know, a kind brother would have at least cleaned up around the house if he was gonna be home all day. Seriously, this place is a mess. My day? Where do I even begin? I mean, it was good, but there were some things that annoyed me. Hold on, I just got in, been walking all day. I need to change out of these clothes and then I'll tell you all about it. I was just gonna run to my room and change into something casual. Why? You really care about my day that much? Aww, that's so sweet of you. And you just want to see me strip, don't you? What a surprise. Here I thought that my own brother actually cared about me. Instead, he's just being a perv. All right, fine. I'll change right here. Okay, so, you know how I was gonna catch up with my boyfriend for lunch? I met him in the city. Nothing fancy, just at this little cafe. The food was all right, a bit overpriced. I was expecting something more for the price they were asking for, you know? Then he suggested we. Don't roll your eyes at me. You asked me how my day was. I'm gonna tell you how it was. Yes, it's like this. You get to watch me strip down and I get someone to vent to. That's the deal. It's decided. So shut up and keep staring at my titties while I vent. Besides, I don't even understand why you don't like him. You met the guy only like once. Oh, he gave you bad vibes? What the hell does that even mean? Right. And that's why I don't take dating advice from my own brother. You should give him a chance. I happen to think you two would get along if you just talk to each other. Anyway, after the cafe date, he suggested we go for a walk. Turns out that this was his plan as we walked towards this, I don't know, street festival thing. Hey, can I sit in my usual spot? Please? Come on, quit being annoying. Move your legs. Wider. Thanks. Do you want hands or mouth today? Okay, so like I said, there was this festival thing, you know, food vendors, music, the works. I think it was something about multiculturalism, foods from around the world, you know, stuff like that. Did you know about this? I had no idea it was on. He was so sweet. He planned the whole thing without telling me. There was also the dancers and stuff right in the center of it all. And they had like kebabs and donuts were also like Vietnamese rolls and curry puffs that kind of thing. It was delicious. Once we had enough food, we sat down to watch the shows. It was amazing. They did this thing where. What? Oh, sorry. they all kind of wave their hand in unison. But not like the way you do. More like it was all one long snake. It looked really tricky. But in a cool way. But then I started. It was like that very long thing. And it hit her. Well, the voice got a head out. Including like, I get it, the girls were hot and all, but you think my own boyfriend could try to look at a total pervert when in public? The guy looked seriously, and he was all. Of course, I should lose to look. Girl, favorite way. My doctor. And I told him. Was all moody with me, like I wasn't even telling her. Talking about me being a hypocrite or something, I was like, what are you talking about? What? I'm sorry, was I ranting? I'm just frustrated. Listen, about this thing, I found annoying. Listen, I heard that this huh? Bad guy. It's not like he was cheating on me or anything. You can Google what I say to you if you want. I just get jealous. I know it's a bad trait. I'm working on it. Thanks. I like it when you run your hands through my hair. You know, He said this weird thing the other day. That he was actually jealous of you. Can you believe that? Seriously, he keeps complaining that I spend too much time with you. Like he as if he thinks there's something romantic happening between us. Like, what the fuck, dude? You're my... You're my bro. We grew up together. You know the crap out of me. That'd be so... Who does he think he is telling me who I spend my time with? I told him, you are this... Thankfully, he backed down. There's a fine line between being protected and seriously, it's nice. It's a little nice. I missed the spot. Did anyone ever tell you that you really are the best brother ever? Thanks for letting me vent. I needed that.